It's the beginning of September, and that means football season is upon us. Watching the Memphis Tigers take the field is always a tradition for a pair of local sports fans from Collierville, whose lives were shaped by Tiger football in an extraordinary way more than 70 years ago. WKNO's Sarah Hoover has the story.
Fred Medlin and Robert Humphreys have been next-door neighbors for more than six decades. Both are 89 years old. They still mow their yards and tend to their crops. These country guys are athletic, and athleticism was part of what brought them together in 1942, when they were freshman football players at then Memphis State College. As Humphreys remembers, those first 2 weeks of practice were grueling.
As far as I'm concerned, it's all the 2 weeks I put in the rest of my life. Two a day, a bunch of coaches behind you, step it up, speed it up, come back here.
This team was the largest in the school's history at the time, with 56 players. That is, until President Roosevelt needed soldiers for World War II.
We are mustering all our resources to make our nation strong in defense.
The draft decimated the football team, the school's last team until after the war. At halftime of the very first game, 22 of the remaining players stood on the field at Crump Stadium and joined the Marine Corps Reserve. Fans cheered the patriotic swearing-in ceremony, which was organized by the coaches. Humphreys was among the new inductees.
They made a deal with the Marine Corps, and all of us freshmen enlisted in the Marine Corps Reserve.
All of them joined, except Medlin.
I knew I was going, period. Well, he did too, but I didn't want to get in that Marine deal.
Medlin wanted to follow his brother into the Army, so he waited to be drafted. The pair finished the school year, and the team's record was 2-7. Soon, duty called. Neither Humphreys nor Medlin ended up in the military branch they intended. Humphreys left the reserves and joined the Merchant Marines, and Medlin was spotted by a Navy recruiter who saw the makings of a sailor.
So, well, what is it about the Navy you don't like? And the only answer that I could give, which I think is the best answer I ever made in my life, I don't like your clothes you wear. He hit the stamp, said, you're in the Navy. So that ended that.
He was commissioned on the USS Devilfish. It was the only submarine known to have survived a kamikaze attack, according to Medlin.
Luckily, we got 42 feet on the water before he hit us. But the periscope, the radar, and the sound gear, well, they all got hit, bent over, and what they called, we was running naked the rest of the way. We didn't have anything except the engines of the boat.
While Medlin saw action beneath the waves in the Pacific, Humphreys watched it on the surface in the Atlantic. He witnessed a two-man submarine ram a nearby supply ship laden with ammunition.
Right before we got to the White Cliffs of Dover, seven, eight ships had gone on through, and we were going on through, and this ammunition ship was behind us. And they rose up and hit that ammunition ship. When the smoke cleared up, there wasn't about a hole slick.
Both men served until the war ended and then returned to school. Humphreys attended the University of Tennessee, but declined their football offer to focus on his agriculture degree. Medlin returned to Memphis State, where he again played football and earned a phys ed degree. He soon moved to Collierville, where the pair reunited for the first time since their playing days, and where they've been neighbors since 1951. Both have fond memories of their sole football season together. One of their favorite war stories is actually a trouncing by the Baptist-affiliated Union University.
He got the worst lick he got in all of football, one of them preacher boys.
He was
a sinner. He blocked him one time. He reached over and just pushed his head back and slammed his head right against his helmet. Tore his nose all to pieces.
That was a good old days.
Now, as the Memphis Tigers prepare to take the field, the last remaining members of the 1942 football team prepare to take their positions, rooting for the next generation. For WKNO News, I'm Sarah Hoover.